welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. After a rainy period in summer, we typically see mushrooms popping up everywhere in the Baton Rouge area. Some people are concerned, some are curious, and some are downright irritated when these strange growths appear in their landscapes. First, we need to understand that mushrooms are produced by fungal organisms. Now, most fungi grow best when there's an abundant amount of moisture available, so it's not surprising in the least that we see a lot of mushroom activity during and after periods of wet weather. There's not one particular fungus that's responsible for all the different mushrooms that we see in our yards. A wide variety of fungi produce many different sizes, shapes, and colors of mushrooms. When I say the word fungus to most gardeners, the immediate response is negative, and there's really good reasons for this. In the home landscape, fungi are the leading pest attacking vegetables, lawns, flowers, shrubs, and even trees. Damage from fungal infections includes leaf spots, root rot, stem cankers, fruit rot, galls, and wilts. I mean, that's a lot of really bad things that happen in our landscape. But did you know there are other roles that fungi play in the environment? You know, the vast majority of fungi do not cause any plant diseases or are actually beneficial to plants. Some fungi help plants in a variety of ways. There's a group of fungi called the mycorrhizae, which means fungus root. These are fungal organisms that enter into a symbiotic relationship with the roots of plants. The fungi literally penetrate into the roots, and the plant gives them food in the form of sugars. And in return, the fungi extend their bodies out into the soil and help the roots absorb water and minerals more efficiently. Now, this is very similar to all the bacteria that live in our gut. We give them someplace to live. They survive off of the food that we eat. But these bacteria in our intestines help us to digest the food that we eat and absorb the mineral nutrients. We couldn't properly absorb the food, minerals that we eat, and nutrients if we didn't have these bacteria in our guts. So the mycorrhizae for plants, those fungus in the soil, that's very much like the bacteria in our guts. Now, there are also saprophytic fungi, and these are fungi that decay and digest and live off of dead organic matter. And these are the fungi that decay all of the dead stuff that's in our lawns and beds. They break down the leaves in our compost piles. We couldn't compost if we didn't have these saprophytic beneficial fungi breaking down the organic matter. Our lawns would become choked and clogged with thatch if these fungi were not at work breaking down the organic matter in our lawns. And they also break down our mulches. That's one reason why you have to replace your mulch on occasion. And if you move your mulch around sometimes, you'll actually see the white mycelia or filaments of a fungus growing in the mulch. That's harmless to your plants. That's just the fungus that's breaking down the organic matter. Now, the saprophytic fungi are always present in our lawns and gardens, and they just quietly decay organic matter. We don't see them, but when it rains a lot, well, they send up lots of mushrooms, and that's when they make their presence known. The mushrooms are the reproductive bodies of the fungi. That's what they use to make their spores, and that's what will spread the fungi organism around. So saprophytic fungi and the mushrooms they produce are not harmful to our lawns. They're not harmful to our plants. They don't cause any problems whatsoever. And there is no real practical treatment, so there's no way to stop them. If, however, you have pets or young children, do not let them go out into an area where mushrooms are growing until you collect them, because a few of the mushrooms could make children or pets sick should they be consumed. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.